If your knowledge, guys, of prison...
That's a way to start a sentence.
Comes from the Shawshank Redemption in Oz. You probably think that inmates have two career paths in prison, making license plates or working in the laundry room. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that inmates manufacture all kinds of products that I'll bet most people didn't know about. All right? There are 36 different prisons around the country where inmates make braille books for the blind.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. Yep. 4,000 inmates at a Florida prison learn woodworking. They make park benches and picnic tables.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Federal prisoners make military uniforms.
Okay. Yeah.
Flak jackets, shoes, helmets,
government
body armor.
Stuff, yeah.
Yep. One of the few items that the government allows federal prisoners to make for private companies is baseball hats.
Mm-hmm.
60 inmates in Colorado make fiberglass canoes that sell for $1,500. There's a factory at a prison in Oregon that makes jeans and other clothing. Prisoners in Colorado train wild horses to prepare them for adoption. Prisoners in Maryland do the same thing for retired racehorses. And I know there are prisons that work with homeless animals to help them to become adoptable, and it also helps the inmates at the same time. But here are some of the stranger things. Victoria's Secret and JCPenney started using inmates at a prison in South Carolina to sew their lingerie.
Now that just seems dangerous.
Something doesn't sit right there.
And,
I don't know.
And federal prisoners make human silhouette targets that the FBI and Homeland Security use for target practice. I just thought that was
well,
a little odd.
Hey, somebody's got to make them, I guess.
Yeah. The prison in San Quentin has a gift shop where you can buy greeting cards and other items made by the inmates.
Oh, I'd like to see what those sayings have.
Yeah, haven't seen you in ages.